107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford. Good morning, Zach, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jamie.
Well, Zach, it's nice to pass along some good news with all the further restrictions going on, but we've got more good news with Lights on Stratford. Zach?
Indeed. So we are very pleased to be able to remain open. There are a lot of, obviously, closures and restrictions around things to do, and we did I intentionally designed Lights on Stratford to be as pandemic restriction friendly as possible, and that's bearing out here, so we can remain open. All of our light displays and exhibits are outdoors, and we can be safely distanced as we enjoy those.
And that is great to hear. So this, again, continues through to January 28th. So time is running out. Again, it's nightly, 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. And let's spotlight some of the great light displays. My goodness, the Journey to the Stars at Tom Patterson Island is just spectacular.
This has proven to be quite a hit, and certainly selfie-friendly in terms of people taking their photos of family and loved ones in front of the various planets of our solar system. So, you take a journey to the stars and to the solar system as you cross the footbridge onto Tom Patterson Island. And we have just been overwhelmed with the positive feedback and moments of pure joy. As you know, there was a little bit of an error earlier in the year where we had a bit of a mix-up in our order of planets.
That's right. I was going to ask you about that, Zach. It was a young Carl Sagan that noticed that.
A young 8-year-old named Jackson, and he wasn't shy to let us know of the mistakes that we adults have made. So that's been corrected, and that was just a wonderful story of a young boy who had the power to move worlds.
Well, there you go. He's going to be your newest planetary consultant for Lights on Stratford. But again, Zach, as you mentioned, with the Journey to the Stars at Tom Patterson Island, it looks just great, and it looks great just as you're driving by as well. It's just a spectacular view.
It's been a real joy to see all of the photographers out there, from drone photography, from taking it from different angles from around the river. And you can really enjoy the exhibit with a drive around the river. So you don't even have to get out of the car to enjoy this if the weather is inclement.
And let's spotlight Shakespearean Gardens, or I like the Mike who's posted on City of Stratford Facebook page, the Not-So-Secret Garden, an incredible display at Shakespearean Gardens.
Really proud of this. As you know, this was intended to launch last year and the pandemic got in the way. So we're sort of doubly excited about this this amazing designed in Stratford, built in Stratford, bespoke lighting display that really makes Shakespearean Gardens shine in the winter. So a lot of people don't visit the gardens in the winter. And adding this layer of light experience, for the 100 feet that you travel with this, surrounded by light and dance, of movement with these lighting displays. And then, of course, it culminates with lights going up the Woolen Tower at the end of the experience.
And as you mentioned, it's lights and sound. I love the sounds in the background, sort of the music and sort of the sound effects, if you will.
Deanna Choi, who is a great composer, composed the accompanying audio for this experience, and all of the 4,300 lights within this display are cued to the music. So you'll see lightning flashes, and people are really enjoying that aspect of the full immersive experience with the audio synced up with the lights.
Oh, for sure. It is not to be missed at Shakespearean Gardens. And can we do a shout-out for a Gallery Stratford, shall we say, one of the most unique light fixtures or lightscapes as part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a whole host of other light displays that are under the category of shareable moments. So there are many throughout town. Gallery Stratford has a very unique one called Lightscape. But we also have some pretty incredible displays. I'll highlight one in particular, which is the River Light Bench, which is on Ontario Street, right next to Patso. And it's a bench that was created by an amazing local woodworker, Burnt by Bridges, And working together with a lighting expert from the festival to create a replica of the Avon River with the beautiful live Edgewood bench, but that's lit from within and it has movement in it. So there's all these moments of surprise and delight around town with the shareable moments.
Oh, there is so many shareable moments and lots to discover with Lights on Stratford. So Zach, do have to ask you about Sky Castle. Where are we currently with that?
As you know, our theme this year is journey, and Sky Castle has taken quite a journey all the way from Australia. It was stuck, unfortunately, due to the BC flood disaster in the Port of Vancouver for over a month, and that's why it has been delayed. I am happy to report that it is here in Ontario, and the schedule is such that it's supposed to be leaving Toronto today. So at some point we will receive that. We will test it, make sure everything is working correctly, and then go through the installation process over the next couple of days with the goal of being fully up and running by this weekend.
Oh, that is awesome. Great to hear. And that'll be happening, that's at Market Square behind City Hall, is that right?
That's at Market Square. We're quite excited about this. It will fill the square with giant arches that are interactive that you can walk through and that sense your movement. This was built in Australia as a response to the pandemic there, and the joy that rainbows bring. So we think that this is really timely for completing the vision for this year for Lights on Stratford, and just in light of all the restrictions that are coming in play over the next 3 weeks, at least we will have these moments to bring some light and joy to the community.
So still lots to look forward to. Anything else with Lights on Stratford, Zach? Again, it continues nightly through till January 28th. Anything else?
Well, really, just to point people to lightsonstratford.ca for the latest updates. We will let everyone know the moment we can officially announce a launch for Sky Castle. There are things that happen. For example, later today, there's wind warnings of up to 80 kilometers an hour. That may affect the planets being allowed to be safely up. So we just encourage people to check into the website, because things are fluid with the government restrictions and the weather, and we will make every effort to communicate of the latest news in the moment on our site.
Lightsonstratford.ca is the website for all the details. Again, Zach, thanks so much for this. I know the community really appreciates this, and a great success with Lights on Stratford. Thanks for this, Zach.